听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, Lesson 1, Exercise 3.
Can I help you?
Paul Y. Associates, can I help you?
Good morning, Paul Y. Associates. Can I help you?
In marketing, please. Miss Chang in marketing, please. Speak to Miss Chang in marketing, please. I'd like to speak to Miss Chang in marketing, please.
Unit 4. Lesson 1. Exercise 7.
Good afternoon. Bat Computers, can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Chi in sales and marketing, please. It's about information on new products.
Who's calling, please?
This is Ms. Ray. Jeanette Ray, from Apex Design.
One moment, please, Ms. Ray.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Ray. How can I help you?
Well, Mr. Chi, I'd like to have some information about your new range of computers. Can you send me something?
No problem, Ms. Ray. I'll send you the information immediately. Can you give me your address?
It's Dasan House. D-A-S-A-N House. Tim Road, Bangkok.
So that's Dasan House, Tim Road, Bangkok. Fine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chi.
My pleasure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Unit 4. Lesson 1. Exercise 8.
When I first moved to Britain, I thought my English was quite good. I could understand most of the things people said to me. But when I started working in an office, I had a lot of trouble. The telephone was the worst thing. I didn't know what to say when people rang. And when I tried to call, I panicked.
Unit 4. Lesson 2. Exercise 1.
Good morning, Paul Y. Associates. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to... I think it's a Miss Chang in the finance department, please.
I'm sorry, we don't have a Miss Chang finance.
But I spoke to her a few weeks ago. Miss Chang.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-N-G, I think.
Okay, hold the line, please. No, sorry, there's no Miss Chang in the finance department.
Oh dear, I need to speak to her. Wait a minute. I've got a note here with a name on it somewhere. Oh, now wait.
Good morning. Paul Y. Associates, can I help you?
Extension 3476, please.
Hold the line, please.
Marketing, Mr. Wang speaking.
Can I speak to Mr. Zai, please?
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting.
Can
I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call again later.
Okay, thank you.
Unit 4. Lesson 2. Exercise 3.
What's her name?
Her name's Halliday. H-A-L-L-I-D-A-Y.
How do you spell the name of the company?
Apex Designs. A-P-E-X.
What's the name of the road again, please?
Bukit Timah Road. B-U-K-I-T-I-M-A Road.
How do you spell that?
Suoka. S-U-K-U-O-K-A.
Sorry, which extension was that again?
Extension 3985. 3985.
I'm sorry, extension
2164. 2164.
Unit 4. Lesson 2. Exercise 4. 1.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Songinthorn, please.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call again later.
2.
Can I speak to Mr. Songinthorn, please?
I'm sorry, he's on a business lunch. Can I take a message?
Yes. Please tell him Ms. Kim, K-I-M, called.
3.
Is Mr. Songinthorn there, please?
I'm sorry, he's in a production meeting. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call again later.
4.
I'd like to speak to Victor Songinthorn, please.
I'm sorry, he's on a business trip today. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Tell him Suan Park, P-A-R-K, called.
Unit 4. Lesson 2. Exercise 5.
When I first came to work at Flenco, I couldn't get used to the phones ringing all the time. My boss was terrible. If a phone rang more than 3 times, he used to shout, "Are we trading today? Answer the phone." Of course, he was right. Answering the phone promptly and efficiently is essential to good business practice.
Unit 4. Lesson 3. Exercise 1.
Good morning, hotel reception. Can I help you?
Can I speak to Sung Tran, please?
I'm sorry, my father's out of the office at the moment.
Can I leave a message?
Yes, of course. Just let me find a pen. Okay.
Yes, could you ask him to call me back, please? My name is Mr. Tanat, and my number is 345-897.
Mr. Tanat, 345-987. Can you tell me what it's about?
I am from Vietnam Tours in Bangkok. We have some guests for the hotel next month.
Okay, I'll ask him to phone you as soon as he gets back.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Yung Tran here. Can I speak to Mr. Tanat, please?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
It's Yung Tran. Can I speak to Mr. Tanat, please?
Who?
Tanat. Is that 345-987?
Yes.
Vietnam Tours?
Tours? No. You need to ring the tourist office.
I'm sorry. I've got the wrong number.
Unit 4. Lesson 3. Exercise 3.
Good morning, British Airways. How may I help?
Good morning. Could I speak to James Wicks, please?
One moment, please. I'm sorry.
Mr. Wicks is in a meeting right now.
I see. Is that his secretary?
Yes, that's right.
Well, could you ask him to call me as soon as possible, please? It's urgent.
Of course. No problem.
My name is Maria Marcos, and my number is Singapore 379767.
Marcos. Sorry, what was that number again?
Singapore 379767.
And could you tell me what it's about?
It's about the new schedules.
About the new schedules. Okay, I'll ask him to call you back as soon as the meeting finishes.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Unit 4. Lesson 3. Exercise 5. 1.
I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
2.
Is that 622-3134?
3.
Sorry. Goodbye.
Unit 4. Lesson 3. Exercise 6.
Answering the phone is a matter of common sense. You should answer promptly and be courteous and helpful, and you should always be clear. It doesn't matter how rude the caller is, because the caller is always a client or a customer. And you should remember the English saying, the customer is always right.
Unit 4. Lesson 4. Exercise 1.
Good morning, hotel reception. Can I help you?
Can I speak to Sung Tran, please?
Speaking.
Aha, at last. This is Mr. Thanat from Vietnam Tours in Bangkok. I have been trying to contact you.
Ah, yes, of course. How can I help?
I need 10 single rooms from June the 5th to June the 10th.
I'm sorry, this is a very bad line. Could you repeat that, please?
10 single rooms from June the 5th to June the 10th.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'll hang up and call you back, okay? Good morning, hotel reception. Can I help you?
A single room?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Could you speak up, please?
A single room.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Ah, I understand now. You want a single room for tonight?
Yes. You have?
Yes, we have a single room for tonight. What is your name?
Unit 4. Lesson 4. Exercise 3. 1.
I've been trying to contact you. I need 10 packets of paper. That's right. Thank you.
2.
I've been trying to contact you. The company needs 4 extra workers. Thank you very much.
3.
We've been trying to contact you. We need more spare parts for the vehicles. Great. Thanks.
4.
We've been trying to contact you.
We need 2 extra deliveries this week. 2 extra deliveries, yes.
5.
We've been trying to contact you. We need 7 double rooms, 5 single rooms, and 2 twin rooms for next week. And 2 twin rooms, that's right.
Unit 4. Lesson 4. Exercise 5. 1.
Good morning, DZT Corporation. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Chris Lowe, please.
Hold the line, please.
2.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
No, thank you. I'll call again later.
3.
Good afternoon, DZT Corporation. How can I help?
I've been trying to contact Chris Lowe. I need some information.
Who's calling?
My name is Hans Müller.
How do you spell that, please?
M-U-L-L-E-R.
1 moment, please.
4.
Chris Lowe speaking. How can I help?
This is Hans Müller. I've been trying to contact you. I need some information on your new range of products.
I'm sorry, this is a bad line. I can't hear. Can you speak up, please?
I'll hang up and call you back, okay?
Unit 4. Lesson 4. Exercise 6.
Australians are pretty direct people, but I was surprised how direct the Japanese could be when I spoke to them on the phone. Instead of saying good morning, many Japanese people answer by just saying yes. I never knew what to say to that. And at the end of the conversation, I expect people to say something like, thanks for calling. Goodbye. But many Japanese people hang up without saying anything. This can seem quite rude to a Westerner.